Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
We want to watch stuff, but we don't want to have to pick it ourselves.
You don't have to find it.
Tell us what's on, man.
There's just so many things on.
Yeah.
There's just so many things.
And that's why I need you to tell me three.
Because we have a chill weekend.
I know.
Plan. So, yeah, we need things to watch.
Yeah, Antoine, and it's your fault if we don't have something.
I know.
Oh, no pressure.
Pressure.
Oh.
Pressure.
All right.
No, I want you to feel pressure. It's good.
Well, we are going to start on Netflix.
Don't try to calm it down.
I
want you to feel pressure.
We have a documentary about Abercrombie and Fitch. It's called White Hot, The Rise and Fall of Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah. Because
that was a deal.
Oh, my God. In the 90s, it was...
Were they the ones that said they only hire hot people?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that's where this is. They didn't, I don't know if they actually said it, but they would fire people who were unattractive.
Yeah.
And you got the touch of the ugly.
All the modeling pictures were weird and creepy. And I mean, you want to talk about something that would never fly today. You couldn't even put that on a piece of paper in the room as a joke to put this across as a business model.
Mm-hmm. So this documentary basically highlights their exclusionary marketing. So they would only market to a certain demographic of people.
Me, and hot people, you know, Monica, me and you. Yeah.
And they would only hire a certain demographic of people, but you didn't know because they were everywhere. They were all over music videos, the LFO
Summer
song.
Girls.
Summer Girls. They were just super popular. And so now the documentary is coming out and people who used to work for them, they're telling their truth.
So people are railing too. They're laughing. There's this one moment in this documentary that's kind of hilarious because, all right, look, Abercrombie and Fitch was huge. It was big at the mall. Yep. You go to the mall and the store was in there. And so there's a guy in the documentary that's explaining to the kids what a mall is.
Oh, no.
Okay. And he says, and I quote, imagine a search engine you could walk through or an online catalog that's a real place.
He really
that's
had to do
a
that.
Mall. Yeah.
But that makes sense, though. Like, that was that was a great explanation of it.
And I guess, you know, if you got like a 6-year-old, you probably do need to explain it to him. Though I'm not sure why a 6-year-old would be watching this documentary in the first place. Mm-hmm. But the people are making fun of that whole thing.
All right. And also we have on Apple TV Plus, we have an anthology series called Roar.
Roar.
It's a dark comedy about the things that women have to go through on a daily basis.
Okay.
But it's a dark comedy. So like one episode, each episode, it's its own material. Like
you
they don't
Prime?
Connect at all. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it has Nicole Kidman in it. Issa Rae. Issa Rae. She's in it. One of the episodes is, you know, like they're trophy wives.
Mm-hmm.
Like men will marry women just because they're attractive. One of the episodes is about the man physically building a shelf just for his wife to sit on. She never gets to leave the shelf so that people can come in
and look at her
and appreciate her.
You know, it kind of sounds like, what was it, Black Mirror or something like that?
Yeah, like Black Mirror, yeah.
This is fiction, right?
Yeah, this is all fiction.
I gotta ask.
It's like Black Mirror-ish, but just a women's.
But you tell me there ain't somebody somewhere, you know, it's my trophy wife, it would be on Discovery Plus, and he actually puts her
on the shelf. Because,
right there.
Because women that are married as trophy wives, it gives kind of an insight to how they feel in another episode. Episode is about the woman that was never heard.
Gotcha.
So like in every business meeting, every conversation, the men just talk over her and she goes, why can't you hear me? They're like, oh, you don't have anything to say. We'll come to you later. And they just keep talking over her. But it's dark comedy. It's only like eight episodes.
I'm not watching because I'm not sympathetic
to
your plight.
That's not part of your chill weekend?
I'm going to mistreat. I do think it's really interesting. Yeah.
And last but not least, in the movie theater, we talked about this earlier this week. If you love Nick Cage, this is the movie for you. It is called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, starring Nick Cage.
As a blown-up version of Nick Cage.
Yeah, so the premise of this movie is there's a super fan that wants Nicolas Cage to come to his party.
Uh-huh.
So he pays for him to come to the party. While Nicolas Cage is there, the CIA recruits Nicolas Cage because this super fan is a drug dealer, drug mover, et cetera, et cetera. So Nicolas Cage has to be Nicolas Cage while also being a CIA agent to help out the CIA.
Gotcha. And not on HBO Max, though.
No, that's in the movie theater right now.
Yeah. Right. And I think some of the reviews I saw was they love the premise, but they wanted it to be even more crazy. Like more over the top.
As of right now, it's 87% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right, that's good, though.
And Nicolas Cage has to conjure up like some of his old roles. So like the Nicolas Cage from Con Air that we had in
put
earlier.
The bunny in
yeah.
the bag.
He has to go into that. Gone in 60 seconds, Nicolas mm-hmm. Cage. He has to conjure that
I
up.
I feel so where he does the thing where he puts his fingers up and he goes, okay.
What about Ghost Rider?
I don't think he conjured that one.
Oh.
I think maybe
the movie
off.
No one wants to remember.
Like, that was that. Okay. All right.
All right. So to write it down again, in the movie theater, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent starring Nicolas Cage, Apple TV Plus, Roar, and on Netflix, White Hot, The Rise and Fall of Abercrombie & Fitch.
K92MorningThing.com to get all the trailers and the details.